This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet Decisions. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, Economic Analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, Anchor.
Development has been the cornerstone of the incumbent government's policies and governance plans. Moving ahead with its commitment, the government has approved two major decisions. Approval for a 1,000 crore rupee venture capital fund for space sector under the aegis of InSpace, and the approval of two important railway projects worth almost 6,800 crore rupees. To understand these projects and the multi-pronged benefits they will entail, we have with us economic analyst Dr. Ranjit Mehta. Dr. Mehta, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Sir, could you please tell us about these two decisions which are extremely beneficial for the country and the people, the importance of these projects at this particular time and the benefits that these will entail?
First, I'll talk about the 1,000 crore venture capital fund that has been approved for development of space sector in India. This is very important because this is the sunrise sector and a lot of activities are happening in this sector, as India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. When you look at it, in 2016, when Prime Minister Modi launched Startup India, then we had around 400 registered startups in our country. But today, as we are talking, we are having more than 150,000 registered startups. And there is so much of work that is happening. And secondly, we have more than 115 unicorns in our country. So there is a lot of interest in our youth to create their own startups. Prime Minister has also given a call that the youth of today needs to be a job creator, not job seeker. So I think that a lot of young people, they are encouraged. And I feel that the approval of this 1,000 crore venture capital fund is going to boost the already established and the already established startup ecosystem in our country. As we are the young nation, more than 65% people are less than 35 years of age. So I feel that there's huge opportunity for the young population who is entering into the workforce every year to venture into the new developing space sector. They can look into the research and development in this sector, because there has been a lot of traction in this sector, like satellite manufacturing. Private satellite development is one sector where I think there's huge opportunity for private companies to enter into it and to cater to the communication channels, remote sensing, navigation services. All these are great opportunities, and the component manufacturing in this space sector, great opportunity in supplying components like satellite subsystems or payload technologies. All these are opportunities. Like another opportunity comes in space exploration and research. Companies and academic institution can foster partnerships. There's a great opportunity for these kind of missions. And this fund will really encourage the youngsters and also even the private sector. Because, the fund itself signifies that the government has skin in the game. So government is very serious about this sector, because this is a new growing sector. So therefore, having allotted this fund for the development of space sector, I think there'll be many private companies who would like to enter in the sector. Now, the time is not too far when there is going to be space tourism or space habitat. These kind of things are going to be a reality one day, very soon. I think this overall fund is going to help in defense sector also. There is opportunity in the defense sector, like satellite tracking. All these technologies are needed. At the same time, there is an opportunity for public-private partnership. And the kind of work which is happening in space sector, time is not too far when there'll be even opportunity for managing the debris which is coming out of these space activities. I think that even in that direction, there is an opportunity to work for. And then there can be a lot of edtech companies who can enter into this. There is a university and industry collaborations for research. So there are numerous opportunities and government's emphasis on this privatization, collaboration and innovation makes it a very, very attractive space for investments for the private sector.
Giving details about the venture capital fund of 1,000 crore for the space sector, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said,
आप सब जानते हैं कि 10 वर्षों में प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने भारत की जो इनोवेशन इकोनॉमी है, स्टार्टअप इकोनॉमी है, उसको एक अलग नया आयाम दिया, एक नया ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन किया, एक टोटली नए डायरेक्शन पे लेके गए। जहां 10 साल पहले 300-400 स्टार्टअप होते थे, आज 1,20,000 से ज्यादा स्टार्टअप है हमारे पास। जहां यूनिकॉर्न भारत में कुछ गिनती के थे, वहां आज 100 से ज्यादा यूनिकॉर्न है। The Union Cabinet has today approved setting up a venture capital fund with a corpus of 1,000 crore rupees for promoting startups in the space sector.
So do you think that this is truly a win for Atmanirbhar Bharat, for Make in India, and the fact that this will truly give the space economy of India the impetus or the push that it truly needs, and it will make India an absolute master in the globe regarding, or at least give India that push towards becoming one of the superpowers in the space economy?
Definitely, as India aspires to be a developed country by 2047, and we want to be self-reliant, we want to be Atmanirbhar. So we have got many young people who are coming into the workforce every year. Therefore, I feel that with this initiative, there is a huge opportunity of job creation in this sector. And this will also attract many foreign investments, as when this venture capital fund will help private companies to enter into it. And when there'll be many startup activities, then I feel that this sector will get a lot of attention from all over the world. And the way the country is growing, India is the fastest growing economy in the world. And therefore, we have already made mark in this space sector, like launching Chandrayaan and other satellites. I think there's a huge opportunity for India to become a space technology hub for the world. This is a great opportunity where we can, even space exports can be increased through this, and country can become the global hub for even satellite launches, satellite manufacturing, space exploration services. And definitely this will increase the exports of space related services, boosting foreign exchange earnings and also contributing to country's GDP. And we also need this space infrastructure. So this will really help. There can be satellite fabrication units, research centers. All these are very important, as if you just look at the global market in this space sector, the space economy currently is around $8.4 billion, which is set to become around $44 billion by 2033. That means in next around 8-9 years, it is going to be a huge industry. So we have launched it. Seeing that, we have launched it at the right time. I think that this is going to create a lot of interest in all the stakeholders, and especially for young people in India and for the private sector, because there is a great collaboration between the nations. I think India can take a lead in Global South, and this is a huge opportunity. When Indian government has already, you know, launched this venture capital fund, I think this will give a lot of confidence to the private sector, a lot of confidence to the foreign investors. They would like to enter in this space with India and Indian industries.
Absolutely, sir. Talking about the railway projects that have gotten the approval from the cabinet under the guidance of the Honorable Prime Minister, inclusivity has been one of the most important factors that the government has always taken care of. Railways means connectivity, inclusivity. Railways means a stronger economy. Railways means better supply of goods and services, generation of more employment opportunities, and a lot more. Railways in itself is a whole economy. And now with these two major projects that have been approved, what would you say, how important these projects are and why are they so vital?
Yeah, you rightly said any infrastructure investment or capital investment in infrastructure has multiplier effects for the economy. Number one, it creates jobs. Number two, it includes people. It goes to the remotest areas and thereby connecting those people with the market. So therefore, whenever, especially the rail development, rail projects today, Honorable Prime Minister has launched in Amravati in Andhra Pradesh and then for Bihar. I think these are the things which are going to create small industrial hubs. It is going to increase the farmers' income because when transport goes to the sectors which were not connected with the business centers. So therefore, now those farmers, they'll get access to the market through these projects. I think these are the projects which boost the infrastructure. And secondly, the logistic cost in our country is high, around 13%. So when we want to be globally competitive, then in that case, we will have to create a seamless connectivity. And in this direction, rail transport plays a great role because it is more sustainable. It does not consume the fossil fuels. Compared with the road transport, rail transport is always cheaper. So therefore, when we enhance the rail network in the country, anywhere, so the people are highly benefited by this and it is highly inclusive. I think these large scale infrastructure projects, they stimulate economic growth by generating demand for materials like steel, cement, equipment, which in turn boosts the related industries and sectors. And also it creates jobs and it reduces the unemployment, therefore improves the livelihood for local people. And then there is also opportunity for the implementation of modern technologies and systems in the railway projects. They also create opportunity for the workers to be skilled and also driving workforce development in the rail sector. I think that these are the benefits. And then, of course, the goods movement becomes seamless. Logistic cost comes down and it increases the efficiency in movement of goods across the regions and which benefits agriculture, manufacturing and even the exports. I think and regional connectivity increases. So connecting industrial hubs and remote areas, these rail projects can really promote the regional economic growth and thereby improving the market access for businesses in the smaller towns and cities.
Talking about the decisions of the cabinet giving approval to the railway projects, Union Minister Sri Ashwini Vaishnav said,
"Ye project apne aap mein bahut ambitious project hai. It's a huge project, 4,553 crore, 256 kilometers, 87 lakh human days, employment create hoga isme kaam ke dauran."
Sir, just before we end this discussion, what would be your parting thoughts on the benefits that these two decisions will have on the farmers, on the labor or the workforce of the country and on the defense sector of the country?
See, these all three areas, what you have discussed is very, very important. Number one, these two initiatives, the cabinet has taken decisions today. I think that number one, they are going to help farmers. They are going to connect the farmers with the business centers, thereby increasing their income. And it will benefit the youths. There's a huge opportunity for the youth to enter into the space sector. And it will reduce the cost of logistics. So therefore, it will benefit the whole region. And also, it will boost the exports. So these benefits will go a long way because they will bring the money in the hands of the consumer, and thereby it boosts the economy and it is more inclusive and it is going to help youth, farmers, and also the local small entrepreneurs. Overall, the infrastructure development helps the complete economy and the economy can go to the next level by these kind of capital investments. They have a very huge impact in the economy and the lives of people.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranjit Mehta, for giving us your precious time and making this discussion a high-value one with your great insights. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet Decisions. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, Economic Analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.